Just so you know, Daft Monks is half talk show, half actual play campaign that features adult language and topics. Viewer discretion is advised.
On this episode of Nat One Presents.
Now, little fun fact. As I'm whispering this into like the now hurt clown's ear on the ground.
Little fun fact for you. McNibbles' claws are laced with a gift. You will die a slow and painful death. That's what you get for being a clown.
He's already passed out from blood loss.
Adventure. Heartwarming stories. Role-playing that could only be seen by the gods. Here at Nat One Presents, you get all that and more. Now join us as we start another epic tale of con...
Just kidding. This is Nat One Presents, a tabletop role-playing game podcast that takes your favorite nerdy games and pop culture icons and ruins them with improv.
Hello and welcome to Nat One Presents, the podcast.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, Nate, Chris.
Hey.
Welcome to my humble abode and very warm and friendly neighborhood.
Well, it's not, Nate, so I can tell you that right now, because moments before I walked in that door, for those of you who don't know, I like to be extremely punctual to the point where it almost like hurts me a little bit. So I show up to Nate's house an hour before I'm supposed to be, and I chill out in the parking lot and kind of just unwind after my job.
Yeah, he doesn't want to come in early. Yes. So like we know he's here now. Like yes. Literally like an hour before, I'm like, Nate's probably out in the parking lot. But like he doesn't want to come in until maybe like 3 minutes before max.
Correct.
And so we just kind of like wait.
And somebody ruined that today. And an old guy came flying in out of fucking nowhere. I'm sitting there watching my phone. And then all I hear is boom, 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 boom on my glass window.
How aggressive was that?
Now? It was really aggressive. Like he had fucking like 12-pound fingers. And he's like, duck, 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 duck.
Yeah.
You know? Almost broke the glass, probably.
Like, literally a hand on the window would be more than... Or right. Just somebody standing in your window
he could have velociraptored me, you know, and started breathing on the glass, like, and then wrote, like, hey, roll down your window in the fog. But that's not what happened. Rap, rap, rap with his fat fucking fingers. And I rolled down the window. Hey, what's up? You know, I'm trying to be friendly because I'm usually friendly to old people because they're fucking old, you know, and they've seen some shit, I'm sure.
You learned nothing from the vacuum cleaner, ladies.
Apparently not, man. Hindsight. So I'm nice to him and he's like, who are you? And I'm like, I'm Nate. What are you doing here? Okay, I'm parked here waiting for a friend's house. Who's your friend? His name's also Nate. Okay, where does he live? Motherfucker, down the street, like five houses down.
Guys, I also live on like, it's just like a one-off street with like, honestly, maybe max 18 houses.
Right, one street. So,
like, it's also kind of ridiculous that like, this guy thinks that he just like, I mean, honestly, it's not a big neighborhood, so he should know everybody, but none of my neighbors have actually tried to get to know each other or anything. So the fact that like suddenly, oh, well, which house? Like, bitch, like, I don't even know which house you live in. You don't know which house I live in. Like, right. Like you're going to fucking know. This is ridiculous. But right. Anyway, that's not it, is it?
Okay. So I'm like, well, he lives around the corner. And he's like, well, I live around the corner. I'm like, well, congratulations, man. I didn't say that, but that's what I thought.
It's like a kid mimicking, like you do this. Well, I do this. Like, right? You know, like it's not even a real conversation. Like if you'd been like, oh, hey, like, are you waiting for somebody? Like you'd have been like, yeah, you know, like, yeah, right. The house down the road. Like it was just accusational. And
yes, I've seen it before. He was instantly ready for a fight. Like he's had this before with somebody and it's always a confrontation. But now he's dealing with somebody who... is kind of a master at confrontation. I'm like a Captain America with a shield. Like, I am the master of deflection. And speaking of which, he said, I don't know any Nate. And I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, man. They're the only gay couple probably in the neighborhood. And as soon as I said gay, he threw up his hands in the air like, whoa. Like, I was pointing a fucking gun at him. And I kid you not, guys, he backed up like three steps. Like, I had like a loaded weapon pointed at his face as soon as I said the G word. He was all weirded out. And he's like, whoa, man, I'm sorry, you know, okay. And then he's stumbling his fucking words. All of a sudden, he was so sure-footed. And then now all of a sudden, he's like, oh my God, he said gay? I don't know what to fucking think. And oh, I just blew his fucking mind because he doesn't even know his fucking neighbors. He doesn't even realize that there's a fucking gay couple that lives down the fucking street. Doesn't fucking matter. I said it. He backed up. Oh man, okay, I just need you to turn your car around. Doesn't even make fucking sense because it doesn't have a fucking sign saying I need to turn around. You just came over to fuck with me because you're an old guy who thinks this is your fucking neighborhood and you fucking own it. I'm spitting all over the place and I'm sorry, Nate.
Yeah, you know, and I hate to say, Nate, that I would love or I wouldn't love, but I wish I could say that that was the worst thing to happen. It's not. Like, our neighbors have straight up called to have, like, cars parked in front of my house, people who are staying temporarily.
Chris's car.
It's Chris. Mm-hmm. Basically, my neighbors called and had a car parked in front of my house towed. And it's just like, nobody, like, all right, look, say I wanted to tow somebody's car and it wasn't my property. One, I wouldn't want to do that because it's fucking stupid. Right. But two, I'd go probably knock on that person's door and be like, hey, like, there's a car parked out. Are you, like, you know, is this not, like, are you worried this is not yours? And I'm like, no, it's my friend. He's right here. There's a lot of different ways that could be resolved, right? Just like that guy could have been oh, hey, do you mind, like, just spin around? I guess technically we got to have... Yeah, like, it could have been as easy as that, right?
Right.
But no, like, these people just want to... They have nothing to do. I hate to say it. It's elderly people who have... They need to find conflict, and they need to find something to do. And they do it in such a negative way, and it's very unfortunate.
They need that drama in their life. And I guaranteed the person who towed Chris's car was standing in the window watching it, like fucking rubbing their nipples like, oh, yeah, sweet justice.
Got him.
Yeah.
Got him.
Take that, you motherfucker.
Tack him and bag him. Griddle's the puzzle ready.
Meanwhile, you guys are inside watching movies or whatever the fuck you're doing.
We were literally...
Car's getting towed outside. Like, fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
It was sad. It was, you know, like, there's nothing more embarrassing as a host. Like, most hosts are like, oh my God, I put out the peanut butter, and they prefer whipped cream. I don't know, what the fuck ever. But it's like, when your friend's car gets towed, like, oh, that's pretty shitty. Like, that's kind of on you-ish, you know? Like,
I said there'd be pizza, and all I have are these bagel bites. The small box, it's all I got. How embarrassing. How am I supposed to sell this vacation?
The sad part is that, did I tell you, I saw that guy at a restaurant.
You didn't.
And I did not acknowledge him. And then I don't know if he just didn't notice me or we just never got over the bagel bite thing.
Maybe he just got out of the store or no, because you said a restaurant, right?
I don't know. We were at a restaurant. I don't know what the deal was. He has a new girlfriend. There was also little kids around. I don't know what's going on, but all I know is he'll probably never hear that episode, and he'll probably never know like how fucking upset I was.
If he stumbles upon it and he's like, that motherfucker, I love bagel bites, and he's going to question me like that?
Oh, man. Well, do you feel better? You got that off your chest?
I vented, but... Now I'm sorry. I'm a little scared. I'm going to go out there and find my car towed.
I do just... No, you're fine. It just can't be in front of our house, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, listen, I'm sorry on behalf of the neighborhood. I'll go on... If you want, I'll go on next door, that whole like neighborhood app, and I'll be like, hey, we're the gay couple. Please stop harassing our friends.
No,
if
you want. You're not going to be sufficient. I want to send David. And because he is like extra.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know? That's what I
want. Well, and he loves throwing the racist car out because he'd be like, oh, is it because I'm gay or because I'm Mexican?
Which like, is he would,
yeah.
Why do you hate me?
Yeah. Exactly. He's so comforted. He told me stories at the bank where like a customer complained about him and it was always bullshit. But if he did it, he would like just be like, yeah, they like were racist at me. And then he'd be like, gotcha. Like, got him.
Yep, got him. Done. Even though he's like trapping them, he's like eating a burrito and shit. Like, glass Coca-Cola.
Somebody said he was like some. I think someone like called him Korean once or something, and it was just like it's not even the right.
It's
like,
not even close. Oh,
that's so gross.
That's probably another old guy having a flashback to the Korean War. You know,
the just Korean sees, War.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there. I guess that was a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were we there? Well, I know there's
we
a Korean War.
We were there. Megan's grandpa fought in it.
Oh shit. Yeah, okay.
He was a Marine. All right. And we respect him dearly. He passed away. But that's besides the point. I was saying a joke. He's probably having a flashback where somebody that just looks different. He's like, oh, Koreans.
I mean, if it's like that hour of the day where you go back to like, you know, war, then don't go to the bank at that time.
Ooh, right.
I'm sure. Anyway.
Koreans. Do we have any Koreans that watch our show? Listen to our show?
Ooh, I don't know.
Check the stats.
Oh, no, I don't do that anymore.
Okay, don't check the stats.
India keeps growing. Have you seen the chart? I'm not even afraid to say it anymore, guys. You know, like, it has its, like, peaks and valleys, but obviously we've been kind of lackadaisical the last few months, and it just tanked. Like, it looks like it's, like, you know, like when the thermometer breaks and then it just goes, like, that's basically, it's not been great. It's not been great name. But today we changed that.
Yes.
Today we deliver quality content.
At an affordable price.
It's only a dollar. It's also free, but go.
But really, it's a dollar because you want to watch the video.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything good is worth paying for.
Yeah.
Even if it's just barely.
99 plus 1 cent.
I got nothing else. I mean, do you have any other like neighbor stories? I mean, can you talk about any of your neighbors or any like, this is my first house. This is the first growing up. I had neighbors. They were right? super, like I knew them. We knew their names. Like, you know, I told you this, but like, I was kind of fucking annoyed when we've been here 2 years now. Like I, you know, it's not that like I expected cookies, right? I didn't expect a fucking parade.
Right.
But I thought like somebody would be like, oh, welcome to the neighborhood. That's right. It. Just somebody. Nah, man.
Nothing.
Nah, we only know the elderly woman next door and only because she got our package once and felt obliged to bring it back to us.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'll take it. She's actually pretty nice. Her name's Dawn. But other than that, I expected a little bit more fanfare and a little bit more community. And these people just don't give a shit.
Nobody cares. The first neighborhood I moved into out here, there wasn't like a rental or whatever. It was a real neighborhood. I knew one person on the entire street, and that's because I worked with them. And then after that, the current neighborhood I'm living in, there was the nicest old lady. It was actually an old couple. They saw that Megan was pregnant. And they brought over like one of those like bathtub towel things for the baby and stuff and introduced themselves.
Yeah, see, like that's.
But they're the only ones we talk to on the street now. I was like, everybody else can get fucked except for these old people. Megan knows their names. I'm terrible with names. I'm a faces kind of person.
I don't know. It doesn't like, I don't want the person to be like, hey, Nate, good morning, Nate. Like, that's not what I'm expecting either, but it's just like nothing. Like, I come in and out. I've seen like one person who like, I think goes for a walk maybe and we just nod heads, but like,
ooh, yeah, the classic.
Just, yeah, there's just no interaction. Action here is like, wow, like what's happening as a society? And like, on one hand, like, you know me, like I'm antisocial, like there's got to be a balance. Like, if I want my neighbors to interact with me, that's pretty fucking bad,
right?
That means like
you're lonely.
Yeah, it's something. Is it me? Oh my god.
Is it?
No. Oh. No,
we're maybe you should play it off and do like the eye shield next time you see the walking lady. You just be like, romp, and like shield your eyes and keep going. That way you're playing it off as a joke.
Just like start. Okay. I can't hear you. I can't see you.
That way it forces her to initiate conversation.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah, that's a strategy.
Or she'll just flip you off. I don't know.
We'll see. Who cares? I have nothing to lose. Right? That's the thing. I have nothing to lose.
It's a win-win.
Except my friend's car if they leave it parked in front of the house.
That's true. So,
all right. What's on the docket today? Just a reminder, Chris is still here.
Did you have anything to add about neighbors?
Yesterday I saw my two neighbors for the first time.
How long have you been living there?
3 years. I think they've changed out like twice since then.
Like, it's a rental next door?
Yeah.
Rental.
But yeah, that's it.
That's it. Like, so they exist? Anything like descriptors?
The one downstairs has a cat, and the one next door has a dog. That's about it.
Is it loud?
Sometimes.
Get any weird vibes from them?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I saw them like way off at the end. I saw them come out of their apartment and then walk away. And I was like, I'm just going to wait for them to leave. Oh. I don't want them to see me come out of my apartment.
But I bet they did.
Probably.
I bet they went around the gate and then waited.
They're getting weird vibes from you, probably. They're like, is that the guy from Metalocalypse?
That's fine.
Try again.
Is that Nathan Explosion? I remember the first apartment we moved to here. There was one super friendly guy who greeted us right away. And immediately I got a bad vibe from him. Because he was like, hey, man, welcome to the neighborhood. Just be careful of the upstairs neighbor. Oh, wow. What's wrong with them? I don't know, man. They're like from the Orient or something. You know, they're really weird up there. And I was like, all right, I'm done talking to you for the rest of my duration here.
That's also, guys, why we ironically say on the show Orient sometimes. All the time. We never actually meet. Like, it's just like such a ridiculous thing to say in this day and age.
Like, you from the fucking 20s, dude?
It makes no sense whatsoever.
But today, we are going to do D Hunters out here hunting for D again.
It's been a minute. I think the last one we did was Nosferatu, and that one was so over the top.
I love
this. I think we needed to, like, just when distill Nosferatu a little
was, like,
bit.
Putting his finger in the mouth.
The mint julep. Mint julep.
My duty clown.
I remember, because we had done, like, a behind-the-scenes episode before that of, like, what we're going to do, and you had this, like, German voice that was kind of funny.
It was perfect.
And then, you come back the next time with Southern Mint Julep, man.
I couldn't find it. I searched my soul, and I couldn't find that voice again.
You searched your soul, and that's what you found?
Yeah, I had
That concerns me.
Man, I really want a mint julep. I've never had one. I bet they're fucking delicious.
Anyway, D Hunters, that was the last time we did an episode, so it's been a few months for sure. Kind of a wacky, wild episode. I think we're looking at more of the same today.
We'll see how it goes, you know.
We'll see how it goes. We're going for a slight Halloween theme, if spooky. Assuming this airs on time, which is always a flip of a coin with us, honestly, lately. But should air before Halloween.
It's gonna get better. We're getting better. So this was your idea today, Nate, right? Yeah, so go ahead and unfold for us the premise of what's going to happen.
Paint a visual prowess for you. So I'm imagining that Van Helsing and fucking Trevor Belmont. I can't even remember names anymore.
Belmont, my boy.
They've been traveling. They have since, ever since the whatever went down with Nosferatu, they've just been traveling around. Things have been chill, right? They haven't dealt with...
And remember, we did push Dracula down. Handy Capable been... Dracula down some stairs.
We haven't been dealing with the fallout from Handy Capable Dracula. And Nosferatu, we did just like burn a like effeminate foreign man. So we're just, you know, going around the countryside, just trying to not...
He wasn't even a vampire. You know?
He turned into rats or something.
Yeah, I remember.
The best line of that whole episode was when you like started talking about like, I don't even know how you got to it, but like the tiny coats for the rats. For the pirate rats. Like, I don't even know how you got on these rants. Anyway, scouring the countryside, just living our best life, and we decide to tell like ghost stories. It's almost like All Hallows Eve or whatever, and by some, you know, in out in the country. We're off like kind of near a village, but not that close. And there's campfire, there's me, there's you, and then we have a member of our posse. Most of our posse has abandoned us at this point because, you know,
died.
Yeah. Combination of A or B. There was that first one that was taken by the harpy.
Yep.
And then I think some of them were
Jerry died.
Yeah, Jerry died.
No Jerry.
A lot of them abandoned you when you started cow tipping.
Yes.
Anyway. But apparently there's been one who's stuck by our side, and mostly just we haven't really noticed him because he didn't speak very much, but he's just there to like kind of keep things moving usually.
I love it.
So anyway, telling ghost stories. Yeah. And it starts off, Trevor Belmont just finished a really spooky one with a really gnarly monster that he defeated in an act of courage and whatnot.
Oh, let's hear it.
Long, but no, that's fine. No, that was before Van Helsing days when he started to. Now you've been a terrible influence, and I imagine Trevor Belmont is now just like kind of a piece of shit.
Okay. Beautiful story, my boy. Beautiful. What a delicious night it is tonight. Don't you agree?
Yeah, this is a beautiful magic in the air, and I see there's some lights going on in the village locally. Looks like some kind of celebration. It's a good time to be alive.
Yes, it's also the hallowed night, so we must be careful for the, like, monsters and whatnot.
Yes. Which ones in particular do you mean?
Well, there's all kinds of monsters. I've killed plenty in my day, you know, my boy. But
are you talking about that harpy you dated and then killed with your STD?
Well, the present...
That's really the only monster I've ever...
The doctors haven't decided what to really call it yet, the present. I might just need a shot of some kind. We don't know for sure. Anyways, that's besides the point. Sometimes there are things out in the dark that are worse than even these monsters. Oh my God, what is that? Who's messing with our horses?
Do you want to roll for it?
Yeah, we can...
Yeah.
Do I know?
There you go.
No, it's a natural one.
It's a natural one.
I have no idea who that stranger is.
Let me go check. I have better vision than you, and also just in reflexes in general. So quiet it down, and I'm not going to roll for it because I don't feel like it. But yeah, I'll be right back. You stay put.
I'll sit here. Quiet as a dormouse.
And Van Helsing, Trevor Belmont, he goes and looks, and nothing there. You literally did not, I don't know, something dancing in the flames. Like, so you're a little spooked right now. Come back and be like... Van Helsing, there's nothing there. Have you been... Did you take any of those shrooms from the Enchanted Forest?
I went over there to get the wood, like you asked me to.
Which you didn't bring back. I had to actually go and get that,
Well,
too.
Something happened. I got another splinter in my arm, of course.
Okay.
I tripped over this red-capped mushroom. And it had a faint glow about it in the moonlight. And I thought to myself, Helsing, what would you do in this situation?
Leave it alone.
No. We had steak for dinner, see? And what goes good with steak? Mushrooms. So instantly, I hopped down on all fours because I was afraid of plucking it and getting it on my fingers because who knows what kind of chemicals are on these mushrooms, you know? And I got down on all fours and started just chomping down on it like a cow. And I chewed on it for quite some time. It made my tongue tingle just a little bit, see? And then a little bit of, like, acidic drool came out of my mouth, but I swallowed it like a champ. Like
then I saying, can you lean into the fire just a little bit? I just wanted to look in the light and, yeah, your eyes are dilated.
When you say dilated, that's a big word with lots of echoing noises coming off of these trees. What does it mean to me?
It means you're tweaking right now, and probably, I mean, really, usually normally like 80% of what I say, you say I don't believe, but tonight, probably a good 97% of what you say will not be true.
What happened to my pants, though?
You're wearing them.
Is that what you call these? I was calling them.
I mean, they're on backwards, but you're wearing them.
Oh, that explains why things have been so difficult for me lately. Ones are super hard, twos are super easy. Ever since I ate that mushroom, a whole lot of twos, so maybe this is beneficial for me tonight.
Oh, gosh. Well, there's another plan. I can go collect that, but why don't you finish? You were going to tell me some kind of ghost story.
Oh, yes.
Well, maybe it will calm your nerves a little bit, and we can, you know, like, I got to read you the story before you go to bed every
very
night.
Very well. Let me tell you the story of the clown.
The clown?
No, the clown.
Oh, the clown. Okay, yeah, that's a
C-L-O-W-W-N. Clown.
Sure.
Yes. Now, this is a terrifying creature. He's man during the day, you see, but sometimes he transforms. He will take paint of some kind, I'm sure. Demonic paint to make this story more realistic. And cover his face. And then he tops that off with usually some kind of tomato. And he cuts a slit in that tomato and puts it over his nose. It's the most terrifying thing you've ever seen
in your
life.
There's nothing scary about that, Van Helsing. He's a traveling performer who puts makeup on to both scare and delight people of all ages. They're very common and they're totally harmless. It's not like they go around killing people.
Oh my God, that's exactly what happened on this fateful night. Did I ever tell you that I had a cousin named Myrtle? And Myrtle was killed by a turtle. It had nothing to do with the clown, but I'm just telling you the story because it sounds accurate. Now, Myrtle.
I want to say this goes on for like a good like 30 minutes.
So anyways, that wraps up the whole Myrtle story, you see. Now, where was I originally? My pants. Now, my pants. Wait, that's not right. Belmont, my boy. Are we alone?
Well, yeah, as in, of course, the posse member here.
We still have a posse?
Yes, he's been here the whole time.
Do you think he's a clown in disguise?
He's right there. He can hear you, for one.
I don't want to make eye contact with him. I'm looking this direction by the fire.
No, he's not a clown.
You ever see something scary and you don't want to look at it? That's how I feel about the posse sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure that's how a lot of people feel about you.
I've let them down so much. The disappointing look in his eyes would probably be too much for me to bear.
The ones that are alive, anyway.
Clowns! That's what we were talking about, clowns!
Yes, okay, listen, I think it's time for you to go to bed. Why don't you go to your tent, which I built for you every night, reinforced, and why don't you rest
It's almost like you're locking me in.
Yes, well, that's what the lock's for.
I am a wanderer. Yeah.
I'm going to collect some more firewood for tomorrow, and then we're going to put to bed and go to bed. I'll be right back, okay?
Oh, I'm real sorry about that firewood. That was totally my job. I missed it on the chore
sheet.
Yeah,
it's okay. I'm used to carrying us. My shoulders literally hurt from carrying the weight of...
Well, maybe I can massage them with decadent oils.
You can even put your pants on. It's fine. I'll be right back. Just please promise me. Look me in the eyes.
Yes.
No, over here.
Oh. Like,
Try. Please don't go anywhere. Or leave, or anything else.
Okay. Wait, do you want a pinky promise on this?
Yeah, it might be best.
Okay, good. It's an unbreakable vow.
Okay,
pinky.
I go get some wood, do some other things. I assume you're going to pass out, because usually... Trip Belmont is kind of an expert on Van Helsing at this point, and he knows that usually after about 2 hours of like peak craziness, you start to wind down from that specific shroom.
Okay. I want to say that like my fly...
As long as you only had one shroom, which is what you told me in the story.
It was just the one.
And is that how many shrooms? Roll for how many shrooms maybe you
actually, how many actually ate? Yeah. 18.
Okay. So little does Trevor Belmont know that you are not going to sleep anytime soon.
I picture you going out by the firewood and there's like just a whole crop of magic mushrooms and you see a huge circle somebody fucking chowed down in the middle of it.
Just teeth marks all through the dirt.
Oh my God, I need to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to say I'm passed out.
Oh, you're actually asleep?
Well, I'm pretending.
Okay, well, we got to move the story along. So at some point, we're going to say you're going to start to hallucinate.
Okay, that's fine. What do I see?
Was he not already hallucinating?
Well, true.
Well, shrooms takes a little bit to kick in.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been.
Don't ask me how I know, Mom.
Why don't you do some rolling to like see? Okay. I don't know, like
that is an 8 for yeah. something.
Welcome to that one where the rolls don't matter and we prepared absolutely.
It's like who's lying where the points don't matter.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, what is that? What do you think that 8 gets me? Below average.
That
like my life.
Let's say that the 8 gives you about, well, let's just say it's minutes. It's about 8 minutes until I get back from whatever thing.
Oh my God, that's a terrifying long amount of time.
And now, all right, we'll actually set something before you actually roll. Roll for noticing something off in the woods.
19.
Okay.
Totally notice it.
You, mm-hmm. There is something actually in the woods that you notice off in the distance.
Posse, are you there?
Yep.
Is there anything in the woods besides Belmont, my boy?
Probably.
Oh my God, that's terrifying. Do you think you can do me a little itsy bitsy favor and just go make sure it's not a clown? Clown.
Yeah, sure. Whatever.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Posse. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
See if I see anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a 15.
It's a 15.
Yeah. There is something out there. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. It's up to you.
Yep. What
you
so, wander back into camp. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, there's some stuff out there.
Oh, my God. Like, besides the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is... Wow. Do you think we should wait? No, I think we should charge out there. You and me, Posse. Just like the old times. Me and the Posse going to go fight a monster. Let me get my sword.
I imagine you're saying that as you're walking, like, away.
leaving the campsite in other direction.
Like, you're not actually even talking to him. You're just talking to yourself.
Monologuing. I think my sword is over here somewhere. Posse, you look over there in that direction, and I'll look over here in this direction, and we'll see who can find it first.
Just be at the campsite, just... tending to it, make sure the fire doesn't burn the forest down again.
Thank God.
It's a good call.
I'm going to start wandering.
All right. And we'll say, so Trevor Belmont gets back and does a couple things, goes to check on Van Helsing and notices that you're gone. And then I call out to the posse. Posse, what's going on here? Where'd Van Helsing go?
He wandered off that way.
What do you mean wandered off? He had one shroom and he said that at exactly 2 hours, then 8 minutes, and he falls asleep. And no, there's no possible way.
I don't know what to tell you. You went that way.
Okay. So you're basically telling me that all those shrooms we found elsewhere are already half munched on. You're saying he probably already engaged in, and now we have a completely, like, out of control, like, manic Van Helsing running through the woods.
Yeah, it was just like last Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Okay. I was saying, like, perfect timing, you hear Van Helsing in the woods, like, ow! Yeah. I'm a werewolf now!
Okay, well, let's go round him up. If we do this fast enough, we can probably still get a couple hours of sleep before we go. Plus, we have to be a little careful. There is a festival in the village this weekend, so this evening. It's for our hallows, so...
That's probably not good.
Yeah, best we round him up before, you know, he gets a little spooked.
Here I am now, talking to myself, out here in the woods. It's been probably days that I've been on my own. Complete darkness. Probably spell from a witch of some sort has cursed me with those delicious mushrooms.
And as that happens, there are like two like young kids. One dressed as like the little girl's like a classic witch. Mm-hmm. And the boy is, I don't know, Chris, give me a costume.
Just in a sheet. Ghost.
Yeah, he's just a ghost in a sheet.
Typical ghost and witch relationship. Like... You two star-crossed lovers, are you here to assault me?
Hello? Are you talking to us?
Of course I am. I can see ghosts. I'm a monster hunter, for crying out loud. Yeah. And you, witch. Well,
we're not ghosts. This is just costumes.
Oh, you can lie to your friends, but you cannot lie to me. A monster hunter. For years I've been training. Where'd you go?
Yeah, they just leave.
Well, son of a bitch. Time to use my tracking skills that I've acquired in Sri Lanka. And I crawled out on all fours.
Okay.
And I'm just crawling through the woods.
I want to say, though, there's like a straight path now going to the village. There's like noise and a bunch of stuff. And you can even actually just see just a few paces ahead that there's the kids are just walking.
It turns out they were walking on a path.
Yeah.
Oh. Like it's all cobbled over and everything.
They obviously come this way numerous times. They've transformed the ground itself into hard stones.
So as you're just like, you know, monologue crawling across a paved road, you start to hear now like more voices. You hear laughter. It almost sounds like a carnival or some kind of festival. And it's getting, as you get to the center, you see more lights, some torches. Just looks like some shenanigans are going on there.
What kind of devilry is going on tonight of all nights?
Give me a roll to see. I don't know. What do we want to call this? I guess I don't know if it's perception.
For what? Figuring out what he sees?
Basically, I just want to implement a role this whole game that's kind of like how lucid you are.
Okay.
And then we'll decide how serious you take different scenarios based on.
Okay. Well, that was a 13.
So
for my lucidity role.
So going forward, we'll say high rolls are more clear and low rolls are less clear.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So you can kind of tell that just some organized activities are going on.
Probably crime. Organized crime. It's the worst kind of crime.
I didn't specify.
It's organized.
Like, oh my God, Posse, there's two things that could happen. Either he comes to his senses and realizes there's a carnival going on, or he's going to immediately jump to the conclusion that it's organized crime. He always does this.
Don't worry, I brought the flyers with me. I'll just hand them out afterwards.
It says, sorry, my friend's an idiot. He thinks you guys are participating in organized crime.
Yeah. Call this number if you have any grievances.
Perfect picture of me on all fours crawling through the woods.
Good job, Posse.
Now, this organized crime has to have a ringleader. There's a tent over there. I'm sure he's not in there. I will start with these smaller tents with these adorable stuffed animals.
What were like medieval games? We can say like axe throwing. Like, what do you think would be like kind of like a medieval carnival game?
Would that even be a game? Like, that's just kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, all right, well then what do you got for you?
I don't
know. They had to do something fun back then.
They had that thing like the maypole where they had like the little flags coming off and they all twirled around it. Things weren't great back then. I don't really know what they had going on, but I'm sure axe and knife throwing would be like us having a game of like Instagram checking.
Wow, okay, that's fair. I'll give you that then. Well, then I guess they'll just like, who can ever lash their wife the best?
Ooh,
like
yes.
Maybe that's what
I call dibs.
but sorry, you have to enter a wife. You have to be married.
No. I'll take this guy's. I'll take this fella's.
It's the little girl that was dressed as a witch.
Tie her up. Now, I borrowed this whip from my friend Belmont. He's my best friend. Now, this whip has a bunch of razors and stuff on it, so we have to be extremely careful for you not to pass out from the pain. Now,
you're like cheering and like...
Don't worry, little ghost.
Roll acrobatics. Let's see how good you are with the whip, because that's not your usual weapon.
It's a natural one.
Is a natural one it wraps around her neck.
Just imagine you go to sling it and you just whack yourself in the back of the head with it.
Son of a bitch! There's a succubus nearby! It's wrapping itself around me! Oh, this is your fault, you little witch ghost!
Are you gonna swing again?
No! This thing's obviously been cursed. It hasn't been in Belmont's possession.
She crying, calling out for her parents, and now they're trying to find like who she actually belongs
to. Oh, shut up, you little worm. You were just wandering in the woods. Don't act like anybody actually cares about you. They wouldn't let their actual kid wander off in the woods.
So at that point, the posse and Trevor Belmont enter the town.
The posse is one person. Yeah.
It's crazy. He's not going to have a name, though. He's just because like we're not going to declare. So what's left of the posse, a.k.a. the posse, we're gonna be like, oh, it's even worse than I thought. Do you see these tracks on the ground? He was kneeling. He was crawling around on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
See, those are handprints, and then those are just knees. And then he got up. Mm-hmm. What made him get up?
Drugs, probably.
Yeah. Well, what? It's usually two things, though. It's to eat, to tip a cow, and I guess the third thing would be, oh my god, he's trying to whip a random stranger.
You see me in the distance, like, oh!
So we'll head over, mm-hmm. and there's like a big ruckus now. Like, you kind of made a big scene. People are like freaking out.
Do I
like,
see you?
Roll for it.
Nat 20.
Really? Wow. Okay. Yeah, you do.
Very perceptive.
Yeah, like just through the crowd. Yeah. Belmont, my boy. Belmont, somebody cursed your whip. They must have stolen it from you and used it against me.
So with that, let's do persuasion. Let's see if like you convince the crowd.
That's a 3.
Okay. So the crowd thinks you're just insane. And instead of like punishing Van Helsing or Trevor Belmont, they'll come up and be like, hey, you need to get this guy under control. Like he is out of, he just tried to whip like a young woman. And we clearly don't do that unless they're at least of age and able to birth children.
And my bones hurt and he parked the wrong way in the driveway. Look at the horses. He needs to turn them around so we can see the carriage plate. Get this fella out of here.
I'm so sorry. Van Helsing, come with me.
Yes, my boy. Yes.
How did you get my whip?
I found it.
How did you find it on me? Because I wear it at all times.
There's this new carrier pigeon delivery service, you see, and I wrote on a note, I want Belmont's whip, and I gave it to the posse, and the posse went and took it from you while you were bathing and gave it to me. It's quite the newfangled thing.
I just imagine it's like a trail of dead birds, like wherever we go, with like different notes that just like say stuff that didn't actually happen.
I'm thinking about naming it after this crazy river I saw in the Amazon.
What river was that?
The Amazon.
Okay, excellent. Listen, we need to get you out of here. I need to know how many shrooms you had. I think I miscalculated. I thought you had one. I'm getting the inclination that number was maybe above 17 and perhaps below 19.
What is one, really? Like one handful, one bushel, one
Yes, it's just, it's a singular set of something.
One is absolutely correct.
It's greater than zero and less than two.
Yes, so one.
No, but you had one, and then you had one again, and then you had one again. Uh-huh. And how many times did that happen?
Oh, that happened at least 19 times.
Holy shit.
I know. I lost count, but then I started getting count back. It was the craziest
Posse
thing.
Posse bind his hands.
No, let go of me.
We'll roll strength against each other. I'm 3.
18. 18.
And you have insane tweaker shots.
I am high!
So I'm going to say you like throw me into the crowd and like run off again.
You just assume that we're not your friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Some kind of imposter.
I start. Yeah.
Skinwalkers probably stolen the suits of my friends. Little do they know I'm as strong as a god right now. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Where was I? Oh, cotton candy.
Okay, so listen, Posse. At this point in time, he usually gets hungry. This is about third snack. So I don't know, medieval snack time. There's a fucking leg of turkey over there. And that's too much. No, he's not a turkey guy. He likes beef, you know. So I doubt it's that. So he's probably looking for something sweet.
It's a cotton candy place over there.
Yeah, that makes literally no sense to the time period, but that's exactly what he'd be going
for. It's a new contraption. They spin the sugar.
There he is.
Damn, skinwalkers are crafty. I need to duck. Excuse me, cotton candy vendor, sir. Do you mind if I try to take this cotton candy and wrap it around my face to make it look like some kind of disguise to fool those skinwalking creeps over there?
Yeah, sure, as long as you pay me.
How much is it?
For you? Like, he like looks at the sign that says 2 gold or like 2 silver, and then he's like, 5 gold.
Ooh, that is a fair price indeed. That man over there will pay for me.
I just imagine the whole time you're talking to him, you just have your hand in the thing. And you're swirling. Just gathering it up.
Yes.
You, sir, make eye contact with me and don't worry about what my right hand is doing in your barrel of candy cotton.
So as they approach, I'm going to say you roll a stealth. Fucking cotton candy.
16.
So, yeah, it looks like
the way you're like holding it, it looks like somebody is holding like a thing of cotton candy in front of your face, and it's like blocking who you are.
Ooh, okay.
I don't know. Somehow you created.
I'm thinking like I got my hand in there, and then he like notices my hand, so then I put like my foot in there. Yeah. And I'm like wrapping my foot around. Yeah.
Like cotton candy, man. Have you seen? There's a gentleman completely out of his mind, probably offered to pay you at least 10 times what you were selling. And I guess I'm talking to myself here. Yes. yeah, I saw him a little while ago. He stuck me with your tab, actually. So yeah, give me 5 gold and I'll tell you exactly where he is.
And pull it out of the pocket that I keep.
There's like a piggy bank that's like emergency tweaker fund.
Yeah, it gets used a lot.
And like you shake it and like maybe one gold comes out. And like, could you take 1 gold? Listen, our friend is absolutely insane. And I mean, it's just cotton candy. It's literally like air and fiber, basically. But hey, you might want to head out. I told him something about acting like a clown and he freaked the fuck out. So I think he might be going over to that carnival tent. Okay, well, I'm really done talking to myself over and over again, trying to play two characters. So we're going to progress the story, and I'm going to head on over to that tent and see just exactly what's going on.
Here I am ahead of them, walking towards that tent. Now, I have my disguise. Cotton candy on my face, in my hair, on my eyebrows, in my merkin.
And that's when it happens. You make eye contact with the clown.
I don't do anything. I stand perfectly still. I'm monologuing this loudly. I'm looking at them.
He like looks at you and then like comes up like does some like weird gestures and then like honks his nose.
Oh Jesus! Oh wait, has Jesus been around yet? These are things I do not care about. Now, avast ye! Where's my sword? You there, child dressed as a knight.
There's literally no one around at this point.
Hand
by the way,
me your sword.
There's like you are not talking to anybody. You are like roll a lucid check.
Yeah, it's only a 9.
Yeah, I'd say that wasn't a child. Like, that was, like, maybe, like, a dog, like, just walking by or something. Like, the clown's like, you're funny, man. You should also be a clown.
You take that back, you son of a bitch. I would never become one of you and join this auspicious cult you call clown.
I want to imagine that the cotton candy you stole happened to be orange cotton candy. They just covered and just big poofs of orange everywhere.
It's like, well, you already got the hair. I mean, your nose is already awfully red.
It's because I drink an excessive amount of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And why are your shoes so big?
Well, we stepped on some fire ants earlier. When
oh my god, you're not wearing any shoes at all. It's your feet.
No, yes, the posse were cleaning my boots again. Because I stepped in cow shit. Tomato, tomato. Why am I telling you this, clown? How dare you burrow into my mind and try to steal my darkest secrets?
Did I mention the free boarding and food?
What kind of food do you say?
Beef.
I do love beef.
Actually, we get sirloins after a major show, like tonight. Like, there's a show tonight. In fact, here, why don't you come join us for the show?
Very well, 1 second while I monologue into my pocket. I shall join the clowns for now. Let them befriend me. I will find their leader and behead him. So anywho, where's your leader? No relation to what I said to my pocket.
Another clown comes up like, hey man, this guy is really fucking funny. Like, you have to get him on stage. He is going to crack this stage, like these people up. And they like both guys like put their arms around you and they like bring you over, like walk you
gently. Now I know you have razors hidden in your palms.
And then so Trevor Belmont's like, Posse, this is getting real bad. If I know my friend, which I do, he's probably trying to infiltrate the entire clown organization right now, which he thinks is again organized crime, when in fact it is just a performing circus. Mm-hmm. And more than likely he will try to blow up this spot. He will Molotov cocktail this entire tent, killing everybody inside.
Like last Tuesday.
Yes. I still do. Like, literally, I don't know how he was like getting around without like this press. Like, he literally murdered tons of performers. Like, and now, like, these people come from all over the world. Like, we have enemies in the Ukraine. We have like everywhere.
Korea.
Yeah, Korea. Yeah. Like, we can't take another nationality against us here. We need somebody on our side, and even if it's just you, Bossy.
Yeah, well,
somebody else. Okay, moving on. We need to stop him before he infiltrates the circus and destroys it and burns it all down.
So now, clowns, tell me, would you say that this structure of workplace development is organized by any chance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody thinks we just make the jokes up on the fly, but obviously we prepare, you know, we organize. We work as a team. We're a team here, right? You scratch our back, we, yours.
I whisper back into my pocket. I fucking knew it. Belmont's always lying to me. There's always someone organized criminals running about causing a muck. I will find this leader clown. What is his name? Hold on, let me check. Oh, there's a marquee over there. Bozo. No, that can't be it. That's a dumb name. A clown leader has a manly name. Like, I don't know what yet. So, well, choppy. So anyways, please direct me to what you need me to do so I can become one of you and not be suspicious in any way whatsoever and I can get the meats.
Man, this guy cracks us up. He is so... All right, listen. We just need you to act. And even if you don't have any talent, you can just throw some bottles around. Can you juggle?
I cannot juggle, but my partner can. And then I open
up... Is he talking about the pocket again?
I open up my jacket.
Yeah, he's talking about the pocket.
And there's a little mouse in there with a pirate hat on. He's like, this is Pirate Master Scruffy.
Holy shit. This
McNibbles.
Is the best act I've ever seen.
Now, McNibbles, attack.
And it actually does. Go ahead and roll for animal handling.
16!
Okay, it literally like fucking jumps on that guy and like gnaws at his throat.
Yes, McNibbles.
You start to hear like another, like a female clown screams. And then they're like, is that part of the act? And we're like, we don't know if it's part of an act.
Everything's like, fine here.
Like, we have to go on in like 5 minutes, though. Somebody's got to fill in now for Scruffles McDope.
Come back, Mr. McNibbles. Now, little fun fact.
As I'm whispering this into like the now hurt clown's ear on the ground.
Little fun fact for you. McNibbles' claws are laced with a gift. You will die a slow and painful death. That's what you get for being a clown.
He's already passed out from blood loss.
We'll switch back to Trevor Belmont and Posse. I can't remember your name. You don't even have a name.
It's Posse.
It's Posse. And basically one of that like female clown comes out. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, man. I was just told I had to like show my tits and juggle around. And then suddenly some guy gets like attacked by a mouse. And then Trevor Belmont makes eye contact with the Posse. Like, does that sound like what I think it sounds like?
Last Monday.
Last Monday. How many days in the week got that? Like, and also, I thought we killed that fucking rat.
Oh, I didn't.
I specifically said, kill that fucking rat. He's going to use it to claw someone's neck out.
I mean, I killed a rat.
No, he has multiple. Yeah. Like, that's what he does. When we go to bed and he stays up, he's trading rats. It's an actually, I've seen it actually at the Renaissance Fair. It's very bizarre.
We did see that.
The Renaissance Fair. Anyway, fun fact. All right, then, Posse, go quickly. I don't know. How do we stop the show, Posse? We have to before if he goes on set, we won't be able to stop him. He'll be unstoppable.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're too late.
Yeah. Just run off my tickets.
Yeah. Yeah. We're like, if we can't beat him, join him.
See how this goes.
Gather around. I have infiltrated this group of organized criminals. They look to be clowns. They are, in fact, clowns.
I want to say that, like, I roughed them all up and they're all tied up in the center of the ring now.
Now, behold, as I am now their primary jury and executioner. Well, me and, of course, High Pirate Captain McNibbles here. Isn't that right, McNibbles? You little McNibbles. Anyways, now,
some guy in like the front row is like, this wasn't on the program.
You close that devil book and pay attention to me. This is a crime.
Why is he kissing a rat covered in blood?
Now, you four clowns are being tried against the crime of clownery in the second degree. How do you plead?
And just then, the one you clawed, like, the neck out, he's like, crawls on the stage and like just is like, help me. And then people start screaming, like, in the audience. And they're realizing this is not an act.
Don't worry about him. Everyone calm down. He's just a decoy from these armed clowns. He's already been found guilty of clowning. McNibbles took care of that.
Posse, check the door. I think he already locked. He locked all the gates of this tent.
Somehow everything's got like four pitchforks and shit, like, close up.
Now, everyone will listen to me. Look at me into the eyes, into my large dilated eyes. Now, what were we talking? Oh, yes, clowns. They would tell me if they were innocent or guilty had McNibbles not ripped out their tongues already.
I want to go home.
Shut the fuck up, you little whippersnapper. This is important to know. This is justice in the making. Now you watch this. This is history. Now, clowns, are you guilty?
Yes, I'm so guilty.
Thank you, McNibbles. They are, in fact, guilty. Now, for the punishment... I'm thinking Molotov cocktail.
Yeah.
Pull it out.
At that point. Fire. Okay. So let's roll. Roll to see how bad the damage is.
Only seven.
A seven. So you try to like light the tent on fire, but it just like lights the net that like catches the acrobatics.
Ooh, yeah. Dick Grayson.
And so now there's just like a fire and it's getting a little smoky because we can't let a lot of air out because of the way you like kind of enclose the net. Yeah. So there's a lot of like people like... I don't feel so good, mister. Like, can we please leave?
Oh, my goodness. This isn't going how I planned at all. Okay. It's time Van Helsing saves the day again. And I reach into my other pocket, and I pull out this old, like, Viking blowhorn. And I'm like, Rat Posse, assemble! Hopefully they come.
Yeah. I want to say nothing literally happens. And then we'll just end it there. We'll say that Van Helsing, or sorry, Trevor Belmont and the posse do what they normally do. Basically kill everybody so there's no witnesses.
Yeah.
And then they quickly grab Van Helsing's, like, cut a way out of the tent.
Grab you some kind of meat.
Yeah, so grab you some kind of meat. Okay. Correctly burn down the entire tent so there's no evidence. Okay. And then they have this like list of towns we're allowed to go to, and we just like cross another one off.
We're like, Van Helsing, I don't like tying you up like this, but we can't keep doing this. There's not enough villages in this. I mean, the Black Plague just happened. Some of these towns are totally wiped out. The ones that are left, you're burning down. We can't keep doing this, all right? I think it's time.
Van Helsing?
Yes, I'm here. I was just in awestruck of you, Belmont, my boy.
Are you crying?
Yes, because you are so amazing. The fact that you knew that there was organized clown crime here in this town, and you fed me those mushrooms to get me to basically turn into a berserker and go in with High Pirate Captain McNibbles and basically wipe them out.
Like, listen to me.
That was the best plan I've ever seen in my life, my boy.
She's just like hugging you and like rubbing your back.
I think it's time. We need to fight Dracula and kill him. For real.
I think so, too. It'll clear up a lot of this confusion.
It's the only way that we're going to get back on the good side of this world. Yeah. All right, we either need to kill some Scourge, or we need to beat Blade at anything, which we can't do. He's stronger than me. He's luckier than you.
His rock, paper, scissors game is amazing.
And he's blacker than Posse.
Oh, he's really good at hide and seek in the dark.
So it's either beat him and become the ultimate monster hunters, or... kill Dracula, who is Henny capable, but is also the scourge of the earth.
Ooh, what if we do one better, my boy? We invite Blade to come kill this Dracula.
Oh, so and he takes the fall, but we take the credit.
Yes,
which is
and
also
then the after he's weakened from handy capable Dracula, we strike him down. No witnesses, and then maybe we kill the posse. Depending on how much the posse's heard already.
Okay, shh.
Oh, yes. McNibbles. Be on high alert. I might need you again.
Okay. We'll talk about this more in the morning. Good night, Van Helsing.
Oh, good night, my boy. What was that out there? I should go investigate it.
And it just cuts to, like, the little, like, witch girl, like, tied to, like, a tree.
The posse's out there, like, sticking up for information.
What did you see? I have to do this in every fucking town, you little bitch. What did you see?
Well, per usual, absolutely no structure, no plan, all for your enjoyment.
But good laughs.
We hope you enjoyed. But yeah, I think we need to have like a culminating, I think there needs to be Van Helsing and Trevor Belmont need to like kill a monster.
I think so.
It might be time.
It's been a while.
That is what they originally partnered up to do, and it might be time. And if there's not Dracula, if it's not Blade, it's got to be something bigger.
Ooh.
Something badder.
Loch Ness Monster. Bigfoot.
What is that hairy beast over there?
Okay, I get that your wife called me hairy, but you don't need to refer to me that way.
Sorry.
That's super rude.
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. If you enjoyed what you heard, that's odd, but we don't hate it. Go ahead and follow us on social media. We're on Instagram. We're on Facebook. Nat One Presents. It's NAT numeral one presents. You can, of course, subscribe to our become a patron and support our show. Help us get better equipment, better opportunities, better fans, fans that actually engage with us.
Right.
It's only a dollar. Anyway, join the Patreon. Get you for $1. You get the early access episodes, video episodes. You also get a bonus episode once a month for the $5 tier. And at $10, we'll make you a character.
Yes.
Much like Posse, but worse.
Oh, you can join the Posse.
Yeah, you could join the Posse. You could be whatever you want, honestly. If you want to be a badass, you want to be
a pirate rat.
A pirate rat. We will make a character after you, and we will reference you every so often as we see fit.
I love that.
For as little as $10 a month.
Yes. You'll never die twice in the same episode.
Probably.
We promise you that, maybe.
And with that, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
See you.